I'm Alexandra De Trolio. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano and the Vatican spokesman during the time Vigano was nuncio to the United States have provided differing accounts of Pope Francis's meeting with Kim Davis during his U.S. visit in 2015. Davis, a county clerk from Kentucky, had received international attention for refusing to issue a marriage license to a gay couple. Archbishop Vigano stated that he received approval for the meeting from top advisors to Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican Secretary of State, and told the Pope who Kim Davis was. He also said that after news of the meeting received public backlash, Pope Francis met with Vigano in Rome and was very affectionate with him. However, Father Federico Lombardi, the Vatican spokesman at the time, and Brazilian Father Thomas Rosica stated the Pope told them he did not know who Kim Davis was and had felt deceived by the meeting. They added that following Vigano's meeting with the Pope in Rome, Vigano asked to meet with them and he told them that while Pope Francis thanked him for the U.S. visit, he said he felt deceived by the audience with Davis. President Trump lashed out at his Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department for putting the GOP in danger in the midterm elections. The president tweeted, quote, "Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there is not enough time." While Trump did not name the congressmen, it's assumed they are Representative Duncan Hunter of California, who was indicted on charges including spending campaign funds on personal expenses, and Representative Chris Collins of New York, who has been indicted on insider trading. A typhoon struck western Japan, leaving at least two people dead. The typhoon's heavy rains and strong winds caused a tanker to blow into a bridge and the airport to flood, wreaking havoc on land and air travel. It's the strongest typhoon to make landfall in Japan since 1993. Here in the U.S., Tropical Storm Gordon will strengthen and likely hit the Gulf Coast as a hurricane. The storm, which formed early Monday, brought heavy rain and strong winds to southern Florida, and storm surge warnings have been put into effect in a number of areas along the Gulf Coast. In his Labor Day homily, Pope Francis spoke of responding to scandal and divisiveness and to people who seek destruction with silence and prayer. The Pope said that truth, quote, is silent, the truth is not nosy, and while refusing to fight back isn't always easy, it's what Jesus did and it is, quote, anchored in the strength of God. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.